Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today is the day that you have been placed at this very hour of this very day to listen to the Word of God through Mission from the Heart Radio. And Brother Harold and I are super excited that you have come to the table of Christ to enjoy good manna, good food for the soul. So praise the Lord. Again, this is Carnita Smith and my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland. We are going to continue in this wonderful teaching series called Under the Umbrella of Discipleship. So if this is your first time, we encourage you to go back through the podcast and listen to the other parts of this series. And right now, we are focusing on righteousness by grace. So if this is your first time as a listener to Mission from the Heart, praise the Lord. Yay, God. This is not by chance or happenstance. This is placed, willed by God for you to listen to the broadcast today, because God has a word for you through this teaching series. I just believe that your ears were placed to be taught today through Mission from the Heart, through this teaching series today under the umbrella of discipleship. And he wants you to know, God wants you to know that righteousness by grace is for you and has been for you. So now let's listen to what the Word says concerning righteousness by grace. Brother Harold is going to bring a wonderful lesson today, but listen to this. Christ is full of grace. As we know, as believers in Christ Jesus, he's full of grace. And for those of you who may not know him, you will have an opportunity to come to know Christ as we make that available for you through the broadcast today. So Christ is full of grace, and those who know him get showered with grace upon grace. John 1:16 in the Amplified translation puts it this way: out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. Wait, favor upon favor. It gets even better. And gift heaped upon gift. Amen. So we want you to understand and know that you know that you know. Brother Harold says that it's a favorite of his in your Noah, that you know him in your righteousness by grace that is given. Grace upon grace, more upon more grace and more grace. So I'm going to have Brother Harold come and just take over the broadcast and continue to move us and guide us and direct us in the path that the Holy Spirit has for us, that we will continue to grow and go by grace. Brother Harold.
Amen. The Word of God says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The That's out of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 16. And I got to let you know, that's my favorite scripture. I love all the Word of God. But God gave me one scripture, and he told me I can have the two-year-old mentality with it. I could hug it, that word, and say, mine, mine, mine. Hallelujah. Hello again, everybody. God bless you. We welcome you today. And as you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland. And along with our host, Minister Kenita Smith, we are in the studio together today again. We'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. Always want you to know it's an honor and a privilege to be able to fellowship with you concerning nothing but the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we always love you. We always appreciate you. And we always thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart and receive the Word of God, our God is downloading revelation knowledge of our Holy Spirit into your life that will take you to your divine destiny. And you too, yes, you too, you're not excluded. You're part of this journey, and you too shall fulfill God's plan and God's call for your life. Amen and amen and amen. And as was said, that we are still under this series called, we entitled, Under the Umbrella of Discipleship. Yes. And the question we ask is, why do we at Mission from the Heart Radio believe that this particular series is so important? Why do we think that the Holy Spirit gave us a mandate in this season to release this teaching, to teach this particular series at this particular time? Well, you know, we look at it and we take it to the natural realm, and we believe that it's likened unto instructions given by parents to their children. We understand that the parents are Christian parents. We're talking about the Dominion family, the Kingdom family. And the Christian parents are going away for a couple of weeks. And in order for the home to stay intact, you know how children are, even the parents that are listening today, you know how children are. So in order for the home to stay intact, for the home not to be turned into ruins while the parents are gone, to limit the quarreling between the siblings, and that the much needed work, that the work around the house is not left undone while the parents are gone. And you know about the homeowners association, for them not to be bringing any complaints about the keep of the home. The parents, before they leave, they must call the family together, and they must leave much needed instructions. And as we say, it's instruction to keep the home in order until they return. And we know tidbits, the i.e., make sure everyone make their bed every day. No clothes on the floor. Hang your clothes up in the closet. Clean the bathroom after yourself. After you use it, clean it up. Do not leave dishes in the sink and put all dishes away. Mop the kitchen and bathroom floor daily. Instructions to keep the home intact, to keep everything afloat. Take the trash out. You know that one. They'll leave that trash in there for 2 or 3 weeks. Take the trash out every day. Mow the lawn and trim the lawn. Mow the lawn, trim the lawn once a week, and cut and trim the hedges. And on and on and on and on. I know some of you are thinking of instructions that need to be added because we know children, so we have to make sure. And on it goes. In order for the house to stay afloat until the parents return. Now, it is the same way with Jesus. He was going away to the Father for a season. So in order for the body of Christ to stay strong, somebody say strong, for the gates of hell not to prevail against the kingdom of God, in order for the kingdom of darkness to continually be depopulated, somebody say depopulate the kingdom of darkness, and for the kingdom of heaven to continually to be populated, for this gospel, this good news of the gospel to be continually preached throughout all nations, Jesus left these very important instructions for the body of Christ. And we call these instructions the Great Commission. And this is the season we sense a mandate from the Holy Spirit of God to be obedient to these instructions that our Savior, our Lord, and our God, so that God may be glorified until the return of our Master. So that is why we are teaching this very important series. We entitled Under the Umbrella of Discipleship. And as we said earlier today, the topic we will be focusing on in this series is called Righteousness by Grace. We always like to start out by reading our lunch pad scripture. And we know that our lunch pad scripture comes from out of the book of Matthew chapter number 28, and we start with verse 16 through 20.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Amen. Now, the foundation of scripture for this particular topic that we are teaching today, righteousness by grace, comes out of the book of Romans, chapter number 3, verses 21 through 23.
Romans 3, verse 21. And it reads this way. But now, the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Amen. Let us dive into the teaching, righteousness by grace. And we will start out by with our definitions. And we want to define the word righteousness. Start out with the definition of the theologians. And the theologians define righteousness as a quality or state of being morally correct. Of being morally justifiable. It can be considered synonymous with rightness or being upright. That's the theologians. I'm going to say that one more time. A quality, a state of being morally correct, morally justifiable. It can be considered synonymous with rightness of being upright. Now, let's look at the layman's term, the average Christian, the layman's term definition. The layman's term definition is having right standing with God. Righteousness. Having right standing with God. Being justified, meaning we now stand in the presence of God just as if we have not committed one sin. In other words, we stand in the presence of God sinless. That's a miracle. Why? Because I'm looking at myself. I stand in the presence of God just as if I have not committed one sin. I stand now in the presence of God, sinless. That's a miracle because my sin was many. But because of righteousness by grace through the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're born again, and if you're not, you will get the opportunity today. Stand in the presence of God sinless. And King David even saw this in his day. We know King David was a prophet, and David said, blessed are those believers. He was talking about us. King David called us blessed. He said, blessed are those believers. And the believers, he was talking about us, the New Testament believers. King David was an Old Testament believer. But he said this in a form of jealousy. It came into his spirit by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Through the prophetic anointing that was on his life, He saw us in our day, in our relationship, in our right standing with God, and a holy jealousy in him. And he said, blessed are those New Testament believers who God will not impute their sins unto them. Glory to God. That's where we stand. Righteousness even made King David stand up even before it happened. David was saying, wow, I know I had a good time with God. I know I walked with God, and God even called me a man after his own heart, but I just wish I had the opportunity to walk in the blessedness of those New Testament believers who God is not imputing their sins to them. And we know that word impute is it is an accounting term. And accounting, when something is imputed, it is put onto one's account. It is put onto that account. If there's a money added to the account, it is imputed into that. In that person's name, under that person's account number, it is imputed to them. And even if there's something negative, a withdrawal or overdrawal, it's imputed, it's put into that person's account. It belongs to them. And David said these sins that was done by these New Testament believers by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ through the cross, even though they did it, they didn't do it because it was never imputed into their account. God is not charging them for it. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus, they have righteousness by grace. A righteousness they don't have to perform, to receive. Now, as was read in Romans 3 and 21 and 20 through 23 so eloquently, now the righteousness of God, and that's that word, that little small word that we have a tendency to look over and try to get to the meat of it, but really the meat is that little small word now, N-O-W, amen, because of what Jesus has done for us in the shedding of his precious shed blood, paying the sin debt in full, amen. That means there's no balance. There's no balance left for the payment of sin, amen. There's nothing for us to pay, amen, for our sins. Our sin was already paid for in full, glory to God. And what we do is receive the benefits. We receive the benefits of the payment, the benefit of the payment by grace. And I didn't define grace because we know the definition of grace. We release the definition through every broadcast. And we receive God's grace in every broadcast by giving God the glory, all glory, by giving Jesus the glory for what he has done. Amen. That opened the door for us to come in and to receive the benefit of the payment for our sins. Now, and we receive it now, and we break every religious spirit that we have to go and make ourselves better. I know what Jesus has done, but I still got all these hang-ups, and I still got this, and I still got that, and I need to go over here and try to take care of it and work it out, then I can come back and receive. No. And we're going to, I won't get ahead of myself, but we're going to release that through the teaching. We're going to break that spirit, amen, because this is freely given, amen, if we believe. And then it's freely received, glory to God. And we look at, you know, there was a couple of people that was trying to manifest this righteousness into a Christian religious environment. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but a contradiction, but it's true. We have a lot of religious Christian environment because it's full of works. Amen. And that's religion. Amen. So they asked this one man, and they asked him, they said, he was a Christian man. I must say this. He was a Christian man, been in the Christian atmosphere for double-digit years. And they asked him, they said, sir, what do you think you have to do in order to go to heaven? And the man responded, well, I believe I should keep the Ten Commandments. I believe I should be faithful to my wife. I believe I should live a moral life. And he just had a laundry list of things, and so it was on and on, what I should do, what I do this, what I should do. And the people, they said, sir, do you really know what you have to do in order to go to heaven? To be in the presence of our God? To be able to enter his kingdom now, even while you're down here on earth? And the man was quiet, so they kept on speaking. They said, sir, you would have to have a righteousness that equals God's righteousness. Let me say that again. They said, sir, you would have to have a righteousness that equals God's righteousness. And that man, he said, I beg your pardon. And he went on to say, there is no one who can have a righteousness that equals God's. Only one man had such righteousness, and that was Jesus Christ. And the people looked at him and smiled, and they said, you have the point, sir. That is exactly right. None of us in our own self have ever kept the law or commandments perfectly, outwardly or inwardly. But we need a righteousness that equals God's in order to be accepted by our Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Amen. And as that was released, I feel Holy Spirit nudging, and I sense Holy Spirit carrying righteousness to give to a people that don't think they are deserving of, a people that's been working and laboring and toiling trying to get to this God, but they just can't get to him. It seems like every time they take one step forward, they take two back. It seems like they reach out and they fall flat on their face. But by the power of the living God, on this day, the Holy Spirit has anointed Minister Kenita Smith that Brother Harold finna stop, drop, and pray, and he finna surrender this thing to the woman of God, and the Holy Spirit through her is going to take us to the cross and open up the door for those that haven't received this righteousness that God has freely given. This is your day, and this is your opportunity to receive. Minister Kenita?
Praise the Lord. This is the time. This is the time that we spoke about before the broadcast, in the beginning of the broadcast, that we want to extend grace, Christ himself, to you, that you would be saved, that you would not miss an opportunity to come into the ark of salvation Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." Don't miss that. It is the gift of God, not a result of works that you've done today. No, so that you, no one, you may boast. So we want to remember that it is God and God alone, Jesus and what he did on the cross for you, for me, for us all, that we may have a right to the tree of life. So this is a tender moment, a special time that we want to get right with God. Get it right, meaning surrender our life to him. You may have pondered, you may have thought about it, you may have even procrastinated about it. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, now is the time. This is the day that God has made for you to do this and take care of it. We take this seriously in this broadcast, and we don't want to rush through anything. We want to give enough time for it to be intimate between you and the Lord. We want to be able to make sure that we give enough time in this broadcast for you to not stumble or be wayward in your thoughts, for you to know that you know that you know this is something you must do for eternal life. So I encourage you, my brother, my sister, that you come to know him right now. And I know it can be a little scary at times, but Jesus said, "Fear not." And this is what we come to do. At the foot of Jesus, surrender our lives to him. So my brothers and sisters who are partnering with us in prayer, as we listen to this wonderful broadcast today, teaching series, we encourage you to pray with us, undergird them in prayer. And for that person that you have been praying diligently for, please continue to lift them up in prayer today, that God would send water as you plant for them to receive salvation. Hallelujah. So let's go to the foot of Jesus and pray right now. Now keep in mind, as I say, these are my words, but it's your heart that God sees, knows, and reads. So it's time to get right with him. So let's pray right now. My Father, here I am. Lord God, oh, how I love you. I need you right now. Lord, I've done some things. I've said some things. I've even thought things today, right now, that are displeasing to you. My mind keeps going from this to that. I seem to be focusing on bills that I need to pay instead of focusing on your word through this lesson today. Lord, I need a Savior. I've come to the point in my life that I can't do anything without you, Lord God. For you are my way maker. For you are my all in all. Lord, I believe by faith what Jesus did for me on the cross. I'm so not deserving, but I thank you for Jesus and how and what he did for me a sinner. But I know by grace and faith in you, I'm saved, and I thank you. I bring nothing but myself, Father. My heart is full. And I pray and ask that you sit on the throne of my heart, that you would use me, that I would glorify you, that I would love the unlovable, speak joy concerning your word, Lord God, to be patient. Something I struggle with, Lord God, but to reverence you in my life, to testify of what you have done for me, Lord. Thank you. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, humble as I know how, asking, believing and knowing that you are my Savior. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord that you have given your life to Jesus Christ, my brother and my sister. This is something that we celebrate, that we are excited and shout and praise the Lord for here on earth and in heaven. And we encourage you now to seek out a Bible teaching church that you would be baptized by submersion of water, and seek out a small group Bible study, Sunday school class, that you will continue to grow and go as you continue to listen to Mission from the Heart. Scripture doesn't lie. Scripture is solid. And now that you have given your heart to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. Praise the Lord. Brother Harold?
Amen, amen. Celebration is in order. And I congratulate you all, and I welcome my new brothers and my new sisters into the family of God, and even those that rededicated. I say congratulations. You know, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. And I tell you what, I won't let the angels rejoice without me. I say I'm full of joy in my heart. Man, I'm full of the peace of God in my heart. You know, because I know even Father God is rejoicing that his children has turned back to the Father's heart of love. And I know he's releasing that heart of love within your hearts as you open up your hearts to receive him for his very essence, his very presence. Is love. And a preacher told me one day, I was asking, you know, we was talking about the angels rejoicing even when one come into the kingdom of God. And the preacher told me, he said, do you know why the angels are rejoicing? And I said, well, tell me, preacher, tell me. And he said, they are rejoicing because they are in the presence looking at God. And he said, when that one soul opened their hearts and received Christ as the Lord and Savior, enter into the kingdom of God, They say God smiles. That's what they told me. They told me God smiles, and the angels see him smile, and when they see him smile, they begin to rejoice. Amen. But my brothers and sisters, God is smiling upon you. Amen. And the angels are rejoicing because of the radiance of the smile of God. Amen. And I'll tell you what, they won't leave me out of this celebration. I'm rejoicing too. Amen. Because righteousness by grace has visited you today. And it's all in the name of Jesus. You know what was said earlier? Not by works, by grace. And we emphasize that because we know the enemy will try to come in into your thoughts and say, well, now you got to work what you got. You got all this goodness, and now you got to go work it out to finish earning it. No, it already been earned in full, paid in full, and all we do is freely receive. Freely receive the goodness. And we do not go and step out and try to do works to satisfy our hearts and our minds to make sure that we earn it. No, it's already earned. But when we do go out, we fulfill the Great Commission. That's why we go out. Amen. We receive the commission, and then we go and we release it into the hearts and the minds of others. See, you have received a righteousness from God without the law. Let's just briefly look at a righteousness concerning or with the law or based on the law. A righteousness that is based on the law is a righteousness of doing. Somebody say doing. It's a righteousness of earning. Somebody say earning. It's a righteousness of achieving. Somebody say achieving. In order to be accepted before God. Amen. And that type of righteousness is religion. Somebody say religion. And see, all the world religion today thinks you have to do. You have to earn. You have to achieve in order for God to accept you. And that's not true. The word gospel itself means good news. And the good news of the gospel is that God always, somebody say always, always offer his own righteousness, somebody say own righteousness, in acceptance. Hey, see, we have to get that solid in our heart, that his own righteousness in our, his own acceptance, like Minister Kenita Smith said, in our Noah. We know, even before I get up and do anything of God, even a prayer, even a praise, even a worship, even to tell somebody about the Lord, I know that I'm already righteous even before I do the works. That I'm already accepted in the beloved even though before I tell the testimony. Amen. And the testimony that I got to say is already done. It's been paid in full, freely done, freely received, freely give this righteousness. The beauty of this righteousness. And it's because we believe in what Jesus Christ provided. Key word, Jesus provided this. And the loving death on the cross for our sins, I have to say hallelujah, imputing to us the righteousness. Now, that is so awesome. Because of our sins, if we look naturally, if we got what we deserve, what should have been imputed into us should have been death, because the wages of sin is death. Amen. But because of Jesus, what was imputed into us is righteousness. It's righteousness. And this righteousness equals, you remember the equal sign in math, it equals the fulfillment of the law. So what this righteousness is saying is the law has already been fulfilled in you, not by you, but through Jesus Christ. And because of him fulfilling the law through his works, he earned a righteousness, and he gave it to us. It's like somebody going to work for 2 weeks and you stay home in bed. Maybe you were sick or just didn't feel like getting up. And when they get paid, they come over to you and they knock on the door and give you their paycheck. I don't know about you, but I'll be dancing. I know I will. Glory to God. I'll receive it. I'll thank it. I'll be dancing. I'll be shouting. I'll be glorifying God. And that's the same way with this gift of righteousness by grace. Jesus did the work. To tell you the truth, and don't throw stones at me, I was probably somewhat sinning when he was working this thing out. I know I was in sin because of the fall of Adam. I wasn't doing nothing good. I don't have a resume to take to you or to give to you or anybody else while Jesus was working this out. Amen. But after he finished working, amen, he didn't take the wages, the gift of God, amen, to keep it for himself. He knocked on my door. He said, you know, in Revelation say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He came and knocked on my door. Amen. And I opened the door, and he gave me this righteousness by grace. So if you ever see me in public and you see me dancing, that's why. Amen. If you see me in public and you see me shouting and raising my hand and clapping my hand, that's why. Because of Jesus Christ, you, me, my brothers and sisters, today we have freely received a righteousness. That's by grace. Hallelujah. And now we have right standing with God. And now we are justified. Standing in the presence of God. Now, when we deal with spiritual truths and spiritual realities, when we deal with the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit, it's always in now. Amen. It's never God's gonna do. Amen. It's finished. Amen. It's finished. And if it's finished, we receive now by faith. And not our abilities, but what Jesus has already done. And this is without doing. And when we move on, when we move forward in the Lord, when he releases his plan and direction for your life, for our life individually and collectively, we must understand that as we go forward, we go as we started, and we end as we begun. And we did not end in our works. We did not start in our works, and we do not end in our works. We didn't start by us doing, and we don't end by us doing. We didn't start by us earning nothing, and we don't end by us earning anything. We didn't start by achieving it, and we don't end by achieving it. Amen. We end the same way we started, righteousness by grace. Freely given and freely received. And we take that message because we've been commissioned. There's a mandate for us to go. Amen. And to go tell somebody You remember that old song we used to sing a long time ago? Some of you are not old enough, but I know there's a couple of you all that's in my age bracket. And it was like, go tell it. You remember? Go tell it on the mountain. God. Amen. Over the hills. Amen. Go to the mountain. Go over the hill. He said, go everywhere. He said, go tell it. Amen. That Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't take our own name to the nation. Amen. We take the name of Jesus. Amen. To the nations. Amen. In the Great Commission, when we go in the name of Jesus. Amen. We go in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Like in the book of Philippians, there's a beautiful scripture concerning our master of being found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and he became obedient to death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord, and it's all to the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. And this righteousness, glory to God, this right standing with God, that can't nobody be glorified but God. You know what Paul said? Paul said, if I boast about anything, it will be about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Glory to God. And because of this righteousness, by grace, even those that receive today, you don't have to wait till tomorrow to grow in this grace. It's now. It's right now. And see, now you are reigning in life right now just because you receive. Just because you receive. Believe that, open up and receive the gift. And notice what Minister Smith said. She said, it comes as a gift that God has given into your heart. And see, and we rejoice at it. Minister Smith and I and all the other saints, we rejoice. Every day we get up, we rejoice in our hearts. We rejoice in our mind. We have received this gift. And what we do on the rest of this journey, we just treasure it. We treasure this gift. We cling to it. Amen. Well, this gift is our very life. Man, it's likened unto a life raft. If you saw a man swimming and something happened and he began to go down, man, he go down once. You know what they say, if you go down three, you're out. And then he go down twice. But the third time, somebody throw him a life raft. You better believe, before he go down that third time, he's going to grab hold to that life raft. Oh, yes, he is. And he's going to hold on to it tight. Do you hear me? And there is nothing, nobody, no wave, no storm, no fish, no anything in that water will make him let that life raft go. And that's it with our righteousness. Amen. Glory to God. Every day we cling to it. Amen. We hold on. I don't know about you, but I know about me. I can't afford to let it go. Why? Because if I let it go, I'm going down. And I tell you what, I've been down before, and I don't want to go back down there no more. Well, ain't nothing down there but death. There is no life down there. I don't want to go. And I grab hold to this righteousness, and I grab hold to this life raft, and I cling to it with all of my heart and all of my mind and all of my soul. And we take this message to a people in the form of that great commission, and we take it with joy, we take it with rejoicing, we take it because it's good news, glory to God. There is no news better than this news. Turn that old CBN and CNN and glory to God and ABC, turn it off and open up that book from Genesis to Revelation and let the Spirit of God speak to your heart this great love story. Glory to God, about a loving Heavenly Father and a loving Savior in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit of the living God that gives us and empowers us and equips us to walk in victory every day against every circumstance, against every situation, at every mountain and every valley. We shall rise up and prevail, and we shall prevail in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be all the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. We're running out of time. We're going to continue this next week as I put you back in the hands of my great friend, my minister, Minister Kenita Smith.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Harold, you have been such a blessing to the broadcast. You are just doing the work that God has put before you to do in your rightly dividing the word of God, the truth, the gospel. You know, it is just a blessing to hear with ears that are willing to hear the word of God through the broadcast and across the World Wide Web. And it's just a joy to receive the energy that you produce when you are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hope that you can concur with me, brothers and sisters, as you listen to our brother just put his heart out in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and rightly dividing, I mean, just contextually teaching the word of God, of course, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we don't leave that out at all, because it is only by him that we can move and breathe and have all of ourselves to be used by God. And I just thank you for being obedient to the obedient to God in doing his will with all energy. Leaving nothing behind, just ready, willing, and able to just run and run freely, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I give you your flowers now, Brother Harold, while you can enjoy the sweet aroma of just being blessed with words of encouragement and just being blessed from those who are listening to the broadcast. We know you're out there. We know that your heart is being filled with what God is doing in and through you by way of this broadcast. And we just thank you for your faithfulness to this broadcast. And thank you most of all for being faithful to God, who does all things, who can do all things. So it has come down to the end of today's broadcast, but we will continue this wonderful teaching series. Brother Harold, it's just a joy to take notes and listen and see what the Holy Spirit reveals to me through this rich manna and these sweet nuggets for me to digest upon and for me to share it with others. And we encourage you to do the same. Is just don't store it up for yourself like the one who buried their talent. Share it with others, that others would be blessed by it, so that you would be blessed as well. So now, remember what Titus 3 and 5 says. If you don't know, write it down. Titus 3, verse 5. He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Focus on that, as well as what Minister Harold has shared with you today, that it is by his amazing grace that we are saved, that we can go and grow in grace, grace upon grace. Always remember, my brothers and my sisters, that the grass withers season after season, the flowers fade season after season, but this word of God that we preach, that you will preach and teach and share, it will remain forever and ever. God bless you, and continue to be with us every week on Missions from the Heart Radio.